You are Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You're listening to the Locked On Broncos podcast, hosted by Cody Rourke and Cameron Parker of Predominantly Orange, your daily Broncos podcast.
Man, oh man, today's episode of Locked On Broncos is absolutely massive. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the show over here at the Locked On Podcast Network. This is your daily bite-sized Broncos podcast, giving you the best news, insight, analysis, and coverage of all things orange and blue related. Very stoked to be back here with you guys once again. I am your host, Cody Rourke, NFL analyst covering the entire National Football League and the Denver Broncos specifically. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL, and you can also check me out over at Predominantly Orange, the fan-sided network's Denver Broncos page there. Just posted an article. I gave my top takeaways from John Elway's press conference from Wednesday at the NFL scouting combine. He met with the media. A lot of great points that he made, a lot of great questions were asked, and he addressed a lot of areas of concern. That's going to be a big part of today's episode of Locked On Broncos. We're going to hear in segment number one, daily rundown, some of the biggest news from Wednesday's action around the National Football League, how that impacts the Broncos on today's episode of the show. We're going to hear from Coach Fangio in segment number two from his press conference. We're going to react to several things that he said. We're also going to hear in segment number three from President of Football Operations General Manager John Elway, and we're going to react to some of the things he said in the press conferences yesterday. Gave a lot of information away. It gave a lot of insight to what the Broncos could possibly do in free agency and the NFL draft. So let's jump into our Broncos daily rundown right quick here. It was announced today, Coach Fangio, John Elway, both mentioned that Emmanuel Sanders will be back with the Broncos in 2019. They will be exercising the options for Emmanuel Sanders' contract as well as Derek Wolfe's contract as well, bringing back two veteran guys who are so pivotal in the Broncos' run to Super Bowl 50. You keep that nucleus a little bit more intact, and there's a lot of big expectations for them as well. So we're going to hear from Coach Fangio in segment number two a little bit more about this, especially on Emmanuel Sanders. But this is good news. Now, this doesn't take away from our question of the day where we asked yesterday at Cody Rourke NFL, which wide receiver would you like the Broncos to add via free agency on March 13th? Broncos country responded with options like Pierre Garçon, Cole Beasley, Adam Humphries, or Jamison Crowder. There's a lot there we're going to go to at Carney underscore daddy. Jamison Crowder, he's young and speedy. The injuries are a risk, obviously, but I think the floor for him is very high for his price. I like Tim Patrick and Jordan Taylor maybe more than I should. Sutton, Hamilton, Crowder, Patrick and Taylor seem like a good toolbox for Flacco. And he said this was really based on the assumption that Emmanuel Sanders would be traded, but that was before Coach Fangio had cleared up that situation today. Stephen Curtis says, none. Bear with me. Bringing Sanders back with Sutton, Hamilton, Patrick. I'd rather just add a pure speedster in the draft, a guy like Andy Isabel or Paris Campbell, then sign one I want to use in free agency money to fix the offensive line and linebacker. Antonio R. AR Main 76 says, not Antonio Brown. And the question was, he's not a free agent. He's not. So Broncos won't trade for him. Zero interest there in terms of trying to get Antonio Brown. Not going to happen. Trevor Judge, he says, Broncos should go draft. My man Tim Wenz at LawyerUp406 says, only one that slightly interests me is Golden Tate, and that is like 5%. And then we got some back and forth there. And the concern with Golden Tate is that he really can't take the top off of a defense, which what the Broncos need. Brandon Miller says, honestly, none. I'd rather draft any of the following: Andy Isabella, Paris Campbell, Marquise Brown, Emmanuel Hall, Penny Hart, Terry McLaurin, or Mecole Hardman. Plenty of options there. Absolutely, I agree with there. My man Patrick Coyote, he's also going to be on Fan Friday this week. If you want to be on Fan Friday, just let us know. He says, in all honesty, maybe a veteran slot guy. Humphries is the name that is mentioned the most. Then you have John Brown, but we have to consider the sickle cell trait and Jamison Crowder. I'd like to see us try for a guy like Beasley, but he may be too expensive. He wants a bigger role than he's getting in Dallas. Maybe he will go to Denver. We'll see. And then we have Real Cole Phillips say, I like the idea of signing Humphries and trading a late draft pick for John Ross. And in terms of John Ross, Cole Phillips says, a Flacco deep ball would be a huge upgrade over a Dalton deep ball. I'd risk it for the speed factor alone with John Ross. If the wide receiver angle doesn't pan out, you can always give him a go on returns. I like that. Really, outside of that, Broncos country is in agreement. They got to do something a little bit more at the wide receiver depth. I still believe the Broncos will add a wide receiver via free agency or via the NFL draft. Just another weapon. We saw as soon as one guy went down last year, like Emmanuel Sanders, it forced the rookies to grow up a little bit more quicker than I think they were able to. And they did a good job. Cortland Sutton, Deshaun Hamilton really stepped up. Tim Patrick really stepped up for the Broncos late in 2018. But the question is, can the Broncos keep sustaining and risk possibly, you know, we don't know right now whether or not Emmanuel Sanders is going to be ready to go week one. That's the expectation we're going to hear from Coach Fangio coming up here in segment number two. But if he's not able to go, you do have to have another option. It wouldn't hurt to have another veteran guy. And you can play rotational series with some of these players like Tim Patrick. Some of those guys can get some special teams run. But Cortland Sutton, Deshaun Hamilton, the Broncos have big, big plans for them as well. And Emmanuel Sanders is a major, major part of their plans in 2018. In some other Broncos news, really, I'd say at this point, John Elway expressed that he would like to bring Case Keenum back to keep him as a backup for the Broncos. But what would that mean for the Broncos and Case Keenum? That would obviously have to mean a restructure because both the contracts for Case Keenum and Joe Flacco, that would be a lot of money. And if Case Keenum wants to go somewhere else, doesn't want to be a backup, he wants to have a chance to go play somewhere else, John Elway said a lot of it's up to Case Keenum. If he wants to stay, we'll work on trying to restructure his deal. If not, we'll do whatever we can to get him to where he wants to go. So Case Keenum could be on the move. He could stay in Denver as the backup quarterback, which I think there's a common agreement around the NFL committee that Case Keenum is a good backup quarterback. If Joe Flacco were to get hurt, I think you'd be okay with having a backup quarterback right now with Case Keenum. And what this tells me, I believe that the Broncos do not go draft a quarterback this year. I believe that they will avoid drafting a quarterback in 2019 based on those comments alone. And you can almost guarantee it. Once the Joe Flacco trade is official on March 13th, he's going to be the starting quarterback. The Broncos want Case Keenum to remain in Denver as a Bronco, but as a backup. That would involve a restructuring deal, as we talked about. If Case Keenum's willing to do that, you have a backup quarterback. Maybe that allows you to focus your efforts on quarterback in 2020. John Elway was asked about Justin Herbert, quarterback out of the University of Oregon, and a little bit of their evaluation in. They're still evaluating him. It almost makes it seem like they really want Justin Herbert. So I would be very surprised if the Broncos decide to go quarterback in this year's draft. And we're going to hear, coming up here in segment number two, we're going to hear from Coach Fangio. He talks a little bit about the Broncos' plans. What are their plans with the NFL draft? We get to hear from the mastermind, the Don, the guy who coined the phrase death by inches. The Broncos can't do that in 2019 the way they did in 2017 and 2018. They're going to be much more disciplined. And Coach Fangio, he's very, very intimidating. He's a very funny guy, though, too. A lot of people said in the media that he doesn't get along with the media that well. But really, you didn't really get a vibe from that. And we're going to hear from him coming up here in just a moment. But before we get to that, I got to remind you guys, as you get in your car in the morning, you can now use your smart assistant to listen to your favorite podcast. All you got to do is say, hey, Siri, play podcast Locked On Broncos. Or say, hey, Google, play podcast Locked On Broncos. And bam, it'll pull it up right on your phone. Listen to your favorite podcast while you're in your car on your journey to work or wherever you're at. Trap will have your podcast get you there. Have your smart assistant play your favorite podcast, which is Locked On Broncos. Coach Fangio spoke with the media on Wednesday morning at the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, and one of the first questions he was asked was regarding what the Broncos' needs are in terms of the NFL draft and where they plan to address that and what it opens them up to with the 10th pick in the NFL draft.
Well, I think we got enough needs all on both sides of the ball that I don't think we need to be drafting for need or consider that right now. So overall, I think the draft will play itself out with the best player available.
Best player available. To me, this tells me that the Broncos have the strongest intentions of getting the best player available, whatever position it be, whether that's cornerback, whether that's linebacker, whether that's defensive lineman, whether that's quarterback. I mean, I'm not too sold that they're going to get a quarterback, but I have a strong, strong hunch that based on that statement, that we will see a defensive pick for the Broncos. Could it be a Quinnen Williams if he's available at number 10? Could it be a Devin White or a Greedy Williams? Now, I have a little bit of a hard time thinking it's going to be Greedy Williams because one of the things that Coach Fangio said this morning was the Broncos, whoever they're going to get, If it's defensively, the guy's got to be able to tackle. He can't shy away from contact. Greedy Williams, that is his biggest critique. Cornerback is also still a big need, as I just talked about there, but he also provided an update on the status of Bradley Roby, who is set to become a free agent here in just a couple of weeks. Do the Broncos have plans to bring him back? That's not the case right now. There's interest. Coach Fangio says the team is still looking at it. They're still interested, but they want to see what the free agent market will provide for them to be able to possibly match or bring back Bradley Roby.
We're going to see how the free agent market treats him, and we're going to stay in contact with them. We still have an interest in him, and we'll see where the process takes us.
We mentioned it in segment one, the Broncos will be receiving Emmanuel Sanders back in 2019, officially confirmed. He will not be traded. He will not be released. He's a big focal part of the Broncos in 2019, and Coach Fangio is very excited about having him back and getting him up to full speed.
Well, hopefully it'll be a major role for us. Emmanuel's a hell of a player, been a highly productive receiver in the league for a long time, was having an excellent year last year with the Broncos, and we expect him to be back full speed.
Having Emmanuel Sanders back will be a huge thing for some of the Broncos rookie young guys. Well, not rookies anymore. They're going to be sophomores in the NFL. But his mentorship, even when he was injured, even after he tore his Achilles head surgery, he was so vocal and an imperative point of the development of Tim Patrick, Deshaun Hamilton, Cortland Sutton. He was very involved with Coach Azani. They've got a phenomenal relationship. Coach Azani returning to coach receivers this year. This is a great move for the Broncos because they get a veteran guy that, if he's fully healthy, I know there's a lot of concern about, can he be full speed? Can he be the same guy at the age of 32 coming off of Achilles surgery? And I think for Emmanuel Sanders, he looks at that as motivation, because there are a lot of people saying, well, he's lost a step. He's not going to be the same guy. And I think he's taken that very, very seriously. And with a guy of his work ethic, determination, I would be very surprised if we see a drop-off from Emmanuel Sanders in 2019. Also, there are a lot of other areas that this Broncos team has to improve. Defensively, they could benefit from having some help at every single level, whether it be the D-line, whether it be at linebacker, whether it be a defensive back. There is a definite need for improvement there. And Coach Fangio's in agreement. He says that the team has to get help. They need help in all three levels. And it's kind of a good and a bad thing, but he kind of explains that here.
We could use help at all three levels, which, is good and bad. It's good from the standpoint it leaves you open and for the draft. You're not tied to one position. And it's not as good because you got needs at all three levels. So, but I think we can shore up those needs rather quickly and hopefully get it going back in the right direction.
We've already seen the process of this beginning for the Broncos defensively. The Broncos decided not to pick up the option. They're going to let Brandon Marshall become a free agent. He will not be on the team anymore. He won't have an option to come back. He will be going somewhere else. That's already a move at the linebacker position. They will be bringing back Derek Wolfe. That is huge news for the Broncos. He's been very, very stellar when healthy for them at the defensive end position to go alongside Bradley Chubb and Von Miller. They have options. That's one of the interesting things that I don't think a lot of people take into consideration for this defensive side of the ball. Yeah, the Broncos defense has a ton of talent. Yeah, they didn't have the greatest of performances in 2018. But the one thing that stood out to me with the Broncos is that they have the talent. Now, the question is, can they have the consistency to be able to play their positions fundamentally sound? Your D-line can play really well, but if your inside linebacker can't fill a gap and stop the run, then that exposes the Broncos defense. You give up big runs, you give up big plays, and that is an accumulation of what we saw consistently in 2018. And I think it all goes back to fundamentals. Gap integrity on the defensive line. Linebackers knowing their responsibility, not over pursuing. Defensive backs not getting their cushion eaten up by the wide receiver. Playing and understanding the strengths of the guy that you're going across. Is he a faster guy? Do I have to open up my cushion a little bit more? If it's zone coverage, I can't get beat deep. I can't let anybody behind me. And we saw that with Bradley Roby getting beat several times deep. And I would say a lot of that is leverage and cushion. And really, I'd say keeping his eyes in the backfield. Can the Broncos go more man coverage? I think they can if they have the pieces. That's something that they're looking at. But primarily, it's going to be back to basics, fundamentals, getting guys to drop to their spots. And also, Coach Fangio also shed some light a little bit earlier, saying that, Sua Cravens, he's going to get a chance to make this football team. That's going to also equate to practice, seeing him on the practice field. What can he do? So for Sua Cravens, can he stay healthy? Obviously, right now he's healthy. Everything's going good. But can he sustain that when they step onto the practice field here in a couple of months for mini camp and a little OTA stuff before we get into training camp in the later half of the summer? Also, another guy that's got to take a big step this year, a big part of this defense for the Broncos. Coach Fangio is going to have a lot to do with his development, especially with Ed Donatell, Justin Simmons. He's got to have a big year. Now, learning a new system is always hard for his safety. He's been in a different system a couple years in a row. Joe Woods, from going from there to Wade Phillips' defensive system for a year to now Ed Donatell, Coach Fangio's. He's got to be a better player. He's got to improve, especially in the tackling area. His first year as a player, he was pretty good at tackling. He kind of took a step back in tackling and productivity in 2018, but under Coach Fangio's system, it's going to require a lot of improvement for Justin Simmons.
Just overall, I mean, there's so much on a safety's plate that to improve, there's many facets. Just play recognition, number one. Play entry, number two. You know, making plays on the ball, tackling. He's going to have to learn a new system now. So there's a lot of areas to improve.
I really like the demeanor that Coach Fangio has with the media. He's kind of playful. Mike Kliss had asked him a question earlier off throughout the day about the Joe Flacco trade, kind of like a sly, kind of back-ended question, and Coach Fangio caught it, and he said, you know, I can't answer that. You know, can't speak on that. The Broncos are not allowed. Joe Flacco's not allowed. Coach Fangio's not allowed to speak on that until March 13th when the new league year happens and the trade becomes official. Until then, they can't talk about it, but that's the coverage we have from Coach Fangio. Very excited about him, and now we got to see what it translates to on the playing field. So come on up here in segment number three. We're going to hear from President of Football Operations and General Manager of the Denver Broncos. We're going to hear from John Elway on some key things from his media day, from talking to the media. We're going to hear about his thoughts on Kyler Murray. We're going to hear on his thoughts on Chris Harris Jr. Do the Broncos have plans to extend Chris Harris Jr.? Well, tune into segment three in just a moment to find out. John Elway also met with the media on Wednesday at the NFL Scouting Combine and provided media members and Broncos country with a lot of updates on things that they have to do year in and year out to be able to restore competitiveness within the organization. And one of those things is Chris Harris Jr. Chris Harris Jr. being a very pivotal part of this Broncos team for many, many years. His contract will be expiring here soon, and there's been talk. The Broncos need to extend Chris Harris Jr. He was asked that by our good friend Troy Rank today, and here's what John Elway had to say on regarding a contract extension for Chris Harris Jr.
That has not been thought about just yet. We'll see where things go. We're going to get through this first wave and see what we can do in free agency, and then after that, we'll look at different options, but that has not been thought of.
One of John Elway's options he talked about a bit later on in his press conference. We didn't include it here because there's a lot of good things that he talked about we have to talk about as well, but they mentioned Chris Harris Jr. is the evident number one guy for the Broncos defense at the cornerback position. They got to focus their efforts on bringing in a guy that can be a number two to start over there. So that tells me that Isaac Adam will play another role as a number three, number four corner for the Broncos this year. Their emphasis is on getting a true number two guy behind Chris Harris Jr. We know that Bradley Roby is going to test free agency. There is still a chance he can be brought back on this team as well. But the Broncos also have another impending free agent that they hope to lock up. And they also provided a lot of clarity. John Elway and his agent, they're going to be talking a lot this week during the combine. But Matt Paradis, the discussion is there. Do the Broncos bring him back? He was asked that question today and gave a little status update on their efforts.
We are, but we'll have to see where Matt falls. Obviously, we've told him that we'd like to have him back, but obviously he's coming off a pretty significant injury. And so we have to evaluate that process. You know, Matt's been a great warrior for us for the 4 years, but obviously the injury that he did have changes the thought process. And so we'll have to see where that falls.
Certainly the Broncos would like to bring back Matt Paradis, but we did get another update from John Elway. They are focusing on bringing back Billy Turner and Jared Valdir. They're in constant discussion with them right now. We talked about it yesterday that Jared Valdir is a guy that provided a little bit of depth for the Broncos there. He got hurt against Kansas City Chiefs on Monday Night Football, but he was pretty solid. He provided them with a little bit more ground play than the Broncos have had at that position. And also Billy Turner, a guy we talked about in yesterday's show, has provided so much versatility to the Broncos, being able to play guard, being able to play tackle. He's going to have some suitors like the Arizona Cardinals, the Minnesota Vikings. The Broncos want to bring him back because of his ability to be so versatile, to work with Mike Munchak. There is a lot of potential that the Broncos think that Mike Munchak can get out of Billy Turner and this offensive line. So they're focusing on bringing those guys back. And of course, as the NFL draft approaches, John Elway was asked on his thoughts on Heisman quarterback from Oklahoma, Kyler Murray, where he stands in the draft, what type of talent, athleticism, and how that plays, and can it translate to success in the NFL despite concerns about his height?
You know, he's a great athlete, you know, and has had a great career. You know, the 1 year he played at Oklahoma was great there, and it shows he's a great athlete. You know, obviously the size is always the question, and but we've seen guys that have been at, you know, guys that have had success in the league that are not necessarily the prototypes as far as when it comes to height. So, you know, he's got the ability to be a great player.
John Elway praises Kyler Murray as a great athlete, has the potential to be a great player, but his next comments that we're about to hear, it almost convinces me that the Broncos have zero interest in possibly drafting Kyler Murray if he were available at pick number 10. Now, this could just be GM speak, this could be smoke, but really the comments speak for itself.
I will say this, having played the position, when you're shorter and you're in shotgun, it doesn't have nearly the effect. You see much better out of shotgun. So if you're in shotgun and you're starting in shotgun and that's the only place you've ever been, you can see the field much better from shotgun. So really the height in shotgun doesn't matter nearly as much as it does if you're coming out from underneath the center all the time, because by the time you get back there, the pocket a lot of times caving on you. So that's where height does matter a little bit more. But if you're playing in shotgun every down like a lot of these guys, then the height to me does not have nearly the impact that it normally would if you're coming out from underneath.
And the Broncos plan to be underneath center a majority of the time, especially to help out the Broncos run game with Philip Lindsay and Royce Freeman. John always kind of tipped his cap to there. So really the comments say, you know, if you're a shorter guy, you're under center, it's a lot tougher to be able to read NFL defenses compared to if you're in the shotgun. And the Broncos, they're not going to be in shotgun a lot. They're going to be primarily under center. Joe Flacco's that type of guy for them. So I think that kind of rules out Kyler Murray. But also John Elway talked about, you know, when we talk about prolific players like Patrick Mahomes, for example, he set the NFL world on fire last year, won MVP in essentially his sophomore season where he actually got full-on playing time when the Chiefs had Alex Smith. The prior year, he didn't really get to see the field. So when we talk about a prolific player like Kyler Murray or anything like that, how do the Broncos compete in a division with the AFC West where they have Patrick Mahomes and he's going to be there for a pretty long time?
Well, I think we try to look at our strengths and our weaknesses and build the best football team we can for the Broncos. Obviously, they're in our division and, you know, have a very good football team. And Patrick had a tremendous year last year and is going to be someone that we're going to have to deal with for a long, long time. But, you know, the bottom line is we're going to try to do what's best for the Denver Broncos. And always, as usual, our first goal is to win the division. And that's going to go through Kansas City.
You have to find ways to compete against Kansas City year in and year out. They have the quarterback, and the next position they have that is really effective is Travis Kelce at tight end. The Broncos have to find a way to counteract that by having a tight end threat of their own, and sure enough, John Elway was asked, how do the Broncos plan to address tight end? And it's tough with the way the NFL offenses are now compared to how tight ends are coming in from college. The college style of offense is so different now that when they come to the NFL, they may be ill-equipped in certain areas, and you're not seeing that perfect hybrid that you can see with Travis Kelce or that you see with guys like Rob Gronkowski, the ability to catch passes, to be able to block in the running game. You don't see that a lot, and that's been an issue for the Broncos in terms of addressing tight end, which they haven't had in quite some time.
It's always, we've been trying to address that for every year. I mean, that's a tough position now. And so I think, especially when you're talking about an inline guy that, you know, is a blocker, but also can be a good pass receiver. And we don't have a lot of inline guys coming out of college like we used to because of what they're doing in college ball and opening things up. And there are more receivers coming out of college. And so it's much more difficult finding the inline tight ends than it's ever been.
It really is, and one guy that I'm going to say that stands out to me that could be that inline guy that John Elway is looking for is TJ Hawkinson out of Iowa, or Noah Fant as well. Iowa's producing some tight ends. So that might be something to take a look at. Evidently, we learned a lot today and yesterday from John Elway, the Broncos organization, Coach Fangio, and what they're trying to do to turn the ship around for the Denver Broncos in 2019. We're going to have coverage of the scouting combine. We're going to have some recap from some of the positions on Monday's episode of the show, but Friday's episode of the show is a very special edition. Once again, Fan Friday, we're joined by Patrick Chiodi, Tylan Lampkin, and another Broncos fan to round out our Fan Friday interview. If you're ever interested in being part of Fan Friday, let us know. We'll get you on the show to talk about all things Broncos related. We surpassed 28,000 downloads in the month of February, one of the shortest months of the year, one of those leap months that we see. And guess what? Broncos country answered the call. Huge, huge show out. With that, we're going to be doing a giveaway. We're over close to 60,000 downloads in just 2 months. That's unbelievable. And Broncos country, we are so thankful. Please leave a review on iTunes. Tell us why you love the show. Tell us what we could do to get better. Tell us why you love it. If it's a five-star experience, give us 5 stars. We appreciate you guys, as always, for making the Locked On Broncos podcast the go-to podcast covering all things Broncos related. Thank you guys for making us your daily Broncos podcast.